Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're going to get Amin in those, so you got to listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Underdog Fantasy is the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, the fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. You can play Pick'em, pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower total in each stat for this week's games for a chance to win big. You can actually win up to 100 times your money in a single night. That's right. I didn't say 10. I didn't say 20. Up to 100 times your money. Pick between 2 and 5 players. Build a Pick'em entry. My favorite feature, you can make rivals picks. Hit 2 players against each other. Wembanyama versus Nikola Jokic. Tim Hardaway Jr. versus Norm Powell. Kawhi Leonard versus Steph Curry. Who knows? Maybe Grayson Allen versus Pat Connaughton. You get where I'm going with that. You can do it all with Underdog Fantasy. Make sure you sign up today with the promo code DING. That's D-I-N-G. And get your first deposit doubled up to $100, as well as an instant Pick'em special. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the app store. And don't forget to register with our promo code DING, D-I-N-G, to get your first deposit doubled up to $100, as well as an instant Pick'em special. Must be 18 or older and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-522-4700 or visit www.ncpgambling.org.
Welcome to another fun-filled episode of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. I'm joined, as always, by Black Trey, Big Jerv. Mario will be with us in a second, and we got a new face, Light Sean. Light Sean on the 1 and 2s, the producer. I hope you guys welcome him into the fold. Got a lot to get to today. We'll talk about J. Cole. He's going to be joining the Basketball Africa League. He also has that album dropping, so we'll do a little Cole talk there. We will also go in depth on Floyd Mayweather and Jake Paul. Was he mad because his hat got snatched, or was he mad because his hair was kind of fucked up under there? We'll also go through some of the most pause-worthy moments in our lives. Again, all out of love. Ain't a trace of homophobia around here. We're just having fun with it. And the reason why we're having fun with it was because Safari offered both his wife, and his own next services for the summer. We'll talk about that. But first, before we get started, just want to point out real quick, patreon.com/countthedings. That's where you go. Be a Patreon, sign up, get access to all of this exclusive content, like the Bomb Overflows, like the Cinephobe special edition episodes. We did Valentine's Day. We did St. Patrick's Day. We did 420. We got a Memorial Day one coming up. It's only available to the Patreons. And of course, the newest edition, we've got our live shows that we do every other Wednesday. Last one was on Cinco de Mayo. It went over great. So become a Patreon. Get access to all this great content. Support the network. Support the pods. Patreon.com/countthedings. Without further ado, let's clown this nigga Safari, shall we?
Yo, you know what I love about New York? Nigga was outside listening to the most randomest shit. Anytime I hit a block out here in Brooklyn, niggas be listening to the most classic shit and it get me in my feels. It'd be the most random mixtape ever, nigga. It'd be Tony Yayo's debut album. You'd be like, nigga, what?
Oh, nigga, do you know?
Like, who playing that right now? Like, nigga, it was baby, if you get on your knees, put me in your mouth and suck me off. I was in there. Wow. Like, I just started dancing on the side of the street. Niggas thought I was on one.
Yo, can I keep it real? I don't know, Trey, you might have liked dude. I don't, you know, no disrespect. Yo, Yayo was.
No,
he wasn't my cup of tea. I don't want to be smoked. He wasn't my cup of tea, bro.
Stop right there.
Hey, look at him trying to get Yayo up out of here.
Yeah, he was the straggler of that group, though. I felt like he knew he couldn't rap. He was just wanted to hang out with everybody and kick it. You know what I'm saying?
You're being kind, bro.
Look, Yayo was a guy with a gun, man. Like, I don't know what y'all are talking about. Like,
that's why I said respectfully, I don't want any smoke.
Yeah, man. Yeah, it was the muscle, man. What the fuck?
Yeah, for like, sure. Yeah,
y'all wanted him to also be like lyrically.
Absolutely not. I knew what his job was. He actually spit some bars though on the 106 and Rap City, the basement shit. I was like, yeah, when him and Banks went on, he actually said some shit, and I couldn't believe it. I was like, wow.
So sometimes I think Trey just be sitting around watching like old BET.
All day. No, all day. I don't watch no TV. It'd be all that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Let me ask you, what was his name? Hoss or Yayo? But as far as bodyguards. Isn't that what's his name? Nas's dude on Uchiwali.
Oh, Horse, yeah.
Oh, Horse.
Horse. My bad. No disrespect.
Horse body Nas, so he win automatically.
You said Horse.
Horse body Nas on that Uchiwali shit.
No argument here, sir.
Uchiwali was so crazy.
Hard, dog.
Man, so hard. Bang, bang. Yeah, it was crazy, man. The thing about, too, to what you were saying, Trey, about folks in New York is everything is outside, too. Like, they make sure you can hear it outside. Like, they want to let you know what they're listening to.
My nigga.
What they doing. Like, everything is a vibe outside on the street.
You ain't go get a chopped cheese while you was outside, though. I know that much.
Who?
You ain't go get a chopped cheese?
Nah, nigga, that was a one-hitter quitter for me, bro. I don't eat
damn
that.
Damn right.
Hey, what are you going? Do you go to bodegas at all, or are you too good?
I go get my water from bodegas every day.
Locally sourced, organic spring water, or what you
doing? Nah. I mean, you know, I get the Mountain Valley shit, but still, you know, I dap the cat up before I even go in the joint. You feel me? We want to make sure no mice is in them things. And then also, you know what I'm saying? Nah, it's a good little vibe out here, you know, a West Indian joint. But we just started, you know, with no manners and shit, and our listeners probably going like, who the fuck is this talking on the pod with us?
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? We got my nigga Light Sean from The Shy.
Yes. What up? Yes. Appreciate it, man. Thanks for having me, man. I'm psyched to be on with y'all. Let's talk some shit.
What are we going to start with? You want to start with you want to get right into Safari or?
Bro, we got to start with Safari, bro, because niggas is not giving neck all summer. I'm sorry.
What was he trying to say? Because I know I'm old, so sometimes I'm
not. He was trying to show off the chain, bro. Listen, that's all it was.
Listen. LGBT community, heterosexual. I don't care. Nobody ain't saying that, bro. Nobody picking up on that and saying that they giving neck all summer.
Listen, listen. Let me play the clip for y'all real quick, and then we can get back into it too.
2021, me and my wife giving neck, locks of it, tracks. What up?
Nah, Jamaica just went down 50 points for that. No.
Yo, track, especially, track, what up? especially Jamaica. These are the most pause-worthy human beings on the earth, man. You ever seen, remember that video I showed y'all about the guy doing the dishes, a TikTok video?
My man, Bati man, bro. Crazy.
Yeah. He's like trying to like clean the ladle, like he's right, like with the sponge. Yeah, Bati boy.
I was really trying to give like Safari the benefit of the doubt, because he funny and don't know he funny, but for that, you know better. You know better. You know just, better, bro.
I'm wondering, like, is there no way to communicate that without using slang? Hey man, all summer long, we got these chains on. We go blind y'all with these chains.
Nah, all summer long, blame, we stunning on y'all. Keep yeah, it, whatever. We stunning on y'all. We flexing on y'all. We, yeah. You know what I mean? We shutting it down. But giving neck all summer is, you can't get back from that. I don't care how you fix that.
And by the way, like, just to be clear, this is not a case of homophobia, because
no, not at all.
He's offering up his wife too to also be giving neck all
giving
summer.
Up neck. But yeah.
I don't know about y'all, man. I'll take some neck from her.
That is so fucking.
Come on, man. Might I have?
I mean, he did offer his wife to give neck. Yeah,
I don't want to be rude.
So let me ask y'all: do y'all think? All right. So whenever that clip happened, do you think he woke up the next day?
No.
And was just like cool, or he woke up the next day like
he don't care. He don't care. He don't care.
That's crazy.
He don't care, bro. That's the thing.
Did he know in the moment?
Absolutely. Because yeah, he thought shit was cool. He's the person who tried to make that be caught on, like where niggas gonna be like, yeah, we out here giving neck. But you gotta think about like niggas in the South where the niggas be like, yeah, I'm toting a dick. Like, I'm not saying
where in the South do they say that?
Sam? No, that's what they call guns.
I got that impression, but I'm just wondering, where do they say that?
Oh, in Atlanta, of course.
Oh, shout out to that.
I never heard that.
You never heard a young nigga say they toting dicks?
No, never.
Hey, they get wild. Even the term, yo, you know my body. I can't say that. I don't. Young niggas out here saying, yo, you know my body. Like, my body will work. But nah, just say that shit fully.
Yeah, see, don't, I'm say not my, even don't say my. Don't say this shit. Yeah,
nah, okay. It's too far behind, bro. I'm old head now at this point.
Hold on. Now here's the thing: when we were growing up, was there slang that we use that older heads looked at like same when I'm looking? No, but y'all did. We never did that shit on the East Coast. That was a very
West Coast shit. Yeah. She got some bomb ass. But no, we were saying it like.
Wait. Y'all, wait.
Yeah. Jerm, we've done this episode before.
So Jerm. Okay, yeah, Jerm. So basically, we were shortening. You were certain up. You were shorting up coochie, basically, as cock. COC.
Oh, you know what? No, you're right. Because when I heard that
shit. Because if you hear Snoop and them say, yeah, we got some bomb
ass. Ice Cube hit the hairy cock all night long.
Yeah. We ain't saying it, but we flipped it. We flipped it from the white boys actually saying COCK, like rooster type shit. They over here calling, you know, they Richard. They out here calling they Richard Cox and shit.
Every white dude in my school had the South Carolina hat on in high school. Everybody had that shit on.
They love that. That hat for every frat boy from whatever college.
Cock is such a porn name.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, baby. Grab this cock.
it's when the girl's like, yeah.
Yeah.
And of course, without cock, how would we ever have the BBC, man? That's where BBC came from.
That is true. That is where it came from. But you also have to look at the other words association is dirty. So I don't know if they were trying to clean it up a little bit better. But I'm not giving neck all summer. No. I'm not. Like,
what else?
Where are the
throwback words?
I don't think we had any that was crazy like that.
Maybe this is the future. This is modern.
I think they just ran out of words and they just trying to.
Is there trying any to make chance that he just didn't know Neck was about giving top? Is there any possible way?
No, because he lived in New York with Nikki. And I'm sure Nikki probably the Sunday man was like, yo, give me Neck.
Yeah, I can't believe that he didn't know what Neck meant.
So the theory is he knew exactly what it meant. He thought he could flip its meaning and it would go crazy. But now that everyone's clowning, he doesn't care because he went crazy anyway.
Yeah.
It's kind of like
He definitely wanted to go viral. He's a dude that definitely likes to go viral. Huh. And he don't care. He doesn't care how he goes viral too, by the way.
How do these people make their money, by the way?
So he's a writer. He writes.
Bro.
What do you mean? Bro, he be penning a lot of shit.
And penning still, R&B or rap?
Bro, he just writes. Go look up his shit.
No.
But he wrote most of Nikki's shit, so he's still eating off of that forever.
Guys,
he gonna eat off of that forever.
I understand it's me, and my tone may come off as if I'm trying to be disrespectful. But that was a serious question. I knew the Nikki aspect, but I feel like Nikki don't use it no more. So
nah, he still write for niggas, bro. He got a pen. He can write. It's just the thing is that that's a thing. You're not looking at. He not making it for us. He not making that type of music for us, nigga. He writing it for niggas.
Definitely not if he giving Neck out all summer.
I remember when he was writing that stuff for Nikki. It was solid. That was her best shit back then when she was fucking with him. That was her best set of music, no doubt.
I'll be honest with you. I can't tell you when he stopped. I'm not really.
I'm gonna tell you right now. As far as things that he's credited for, it's like all Nicki Minaj and one K Michelle song.
Yeah.
Are you on the interweb right now?
I'm on the interweb right now. That's what I'm looking up. It's all Nicki stuff.
What's the K Michelle song?
He wrote that shit in the bedroom. That shit wasn't like on a contract or nothing. Like he was, you know, they was kicking it. Pillow talk, he was writing tracks.
I mean he got credit. That's what I should say. He got credit for it.
The craziest thing about all that though, he eating. He eating forever. He eating like Pink Print, bro. He eating.
Mari, you give a Neck this summer.
Oh.
We just want to know. Is you? Hey, listen, no disrespect on this question. Are you and your wife giving Neck on summer?
I'm gonna tell niggas this right now. I'm receiving Neck and. I'm eating pussy, but I'm never calling it giving Neck because.
And nice. What's going on?
Well, I was presented with the question. You know, I got to the club door and they was like, "Yo, you giving Neck?" And I'm like, "This probably is the wrong club for me."
It's the wrong club for me.
No disrespect.
You pull up to a club and they ask you, "Yeah,
like
if you listen, come in, like pay
I
want to
make this. I want to make this very clear. If you out here giving Neck with your wife, more power to y'all. Y'all found y'all soulmate.
That's your business.
Y'all found y'all soulmate because the conversation that you had to have to the bravery you had to have to bring that up. Like, look, baby, you know, I don't even want to repeat it right now. That's how I'm, you know, whatever. But like, but y'all know what he said. I'm not gonna say it. Shout out to y'all. You know,
listen, you ain't even have to be scared of them peoples, fam. You can't say that.
You can't say that because here's the thing, right? In today's, you know, in today's era, we all have phones. We know how this shit work, right? You record yourself, you edit the shit, you make sure that you ain't have a booger in your nose, all that. You watched that video 113 times and said, yeah, that's cool for me to say me and my wife giving that. And also you said, and lots of it. That's the crazy part.
He then doubled he down. Out. I didn't even peep that part.
Yeah, then he shouted out somebody like, yo, Trey, what up? And he did the little goatee thing, all that.
That's crazy.
Nah. Shout out to Trax.
Nah,
was Trax the guy on? Was yeah, Trax on tracks. The camera? Or not camera, it was a phone because you could see a shadow all over him.
That's crazy. That nigga's filming that like, can I go now?
That's a question though. Was there any sort of feedback prior to posting? Like the old girl say, baby, I don't know about this one.
Nah, it didn't look like it to me because like when you see the final product that we get is what they saw before they posted it, right? Like that's the final video that comes out. So in my head, the video got posted. She was just, this is more disturbing because she didn't even seem moved when he said it. Yeah. It's certain things that I say that like my wife,
nobody flinched.
Like my wife know how I am and she know how I talk shit and how I play and shit. So if I say something and I don't catch it, she'll be like, oh, hold on. Yeah. And I'll be like, oh, you're right. Yeah, you are. You on me. She didn't even move. So that just lets me know that he's saying more diabolical things when the camera ain't on. The
nigga like, said diabolical, dog.
Diabolical, dog. Like, that's, man, shout out to Pop Vasquez, man. He called him LeBranian Tomlinson. That shit had me on the floor crying, laughing. Like,
that's a crazy Pop, nickname. Man.
Yeah, that's crazy how you got that name. That's crazy. Yeah, that's wild, son. Bro. But, I done heard some wild, pause-worthy things, though, in my time, man. Like, I've...
Mari, we're trying to figure this out because Trey was telling us there's a lot of new slang that the younger generation uses that just to our ears sounds very pause worthy. And so I asked the question, is there anything that we use that older generations looked at us like that's very pause worthy? The only thing we came up with was a very particular West Coast term that Trey and I guess his folks was using.
What was that?
Oh, cock.
It was using cock.
For vagina. Yeah.
Yeah.
I heard that before. I never used it, but I don't look at people from a certain area a different way. But if you're not from that area and you're saying that, I'm gonna have to question your lineage. Like, you got peoples out there, son? Because if not, then we gotta have a different conversation. But I understand that. I'm not like mad at that. But I've heard like some straight up like, nah, bro, like you gotta like hold on, you know what I'm saying? Like I've heard. Have y'all already did that? Like I know I showed up talking to the party and all that.
No. Yeah, we were just getting into that.
I bet. So let me kick that off because I gotta like this gotta be like number one. This gotta be number one. So Matt work, this is like maybe a couple months ago or whatever, right? So one of the homies, he chilling, he made some joke about like I forgot the context of the conversation. It was about like smoking crack or something like that. Like not about like him smoking, it was just whatever, right? So maybe like 10 minutes later, one of the managers come in and the manager's like, yo, like, I'm gonna say his name. He's like, yo, how long you staying on the clock? You know what I'm saying? Like you gonna be here for a minute? He was like, nah, I gotta get home. I got this pipe waiting on me. And I was like, whoa.
Hey, yo,
wait, what? Hold on.
Like, whoa, what you?
But like, here's the thing. Even if I took like a sexual connotation out of it, he's smoking crack?
No, that's the thing. He was already like talking shit and like so he said something about he referenced something about smoking crack. So somebody was giving him shit about that, like, oh, you smoking crack? So he was just like, whatever. So then he was like, yeah, I'm about to get up out of here. I got this pipe waiting on me. And I looked and I'm like, damn, bro, like you just he was like, No, not like it's only one way to take that, bro. It was two ways, but you know, I don't know. That shit caught me off guard though, so I'm like it caught me off guard. I had to, you know.
I feel it.
I texted him when he left too. I was like, yo, bro, you all right?
yo, I also mentioned, right, Mari, have you ever heard of a nigga in Atlanta saying they got a 30 with a dick?
Sadly, I've heard of the music a lot of times.
That's what I'm saying, bro. It's an extended magazine clip.
They calling everything like monkey nuts and all type of shit, man. I'm not comfortable with any of it, but you know.
Yeah, I never heard that. I think I gotta listen to some shit a little harder because I never heard dick reference.
Gun with the dick on it. That's extended, what they call it with the extendo.
I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, that's crazy.
When I first heard this shit, I was like, oh, they trolling, like they just calling it something crazy, but they really think they really calling it that. They calling it an extended clip.
Yeah, I know, but I wasn't playing.
Yeah, no, them
young boys out here, wow. And I told them about like, you know my body.
Now you know my body is one of those things that I get it and you know, whatever, but I'm just not cool with saying it. I'm not cool with saying letting men know my body. Like you know my body, like bro, nah, I don't.
You know, think about like how like these shits start and how niggas be excited, like this shit gonna take off. You think like the nigga that created Cap, you think he's like really excited? He's a yacht. Wait till y'all hear the new one I got. The extendo, we'll call it a dick. Like he's trying to like he's like trying to prove it's not a sophomore slump.
I think we created Cap, bro. I ain't gonna lie.
Cap is old.
No. I ain't talking about like how they use it. Like we use it in negative terms. So like even how people spell tough now, it's kind of disturbing to me because we used to use that on the sidekick. You know what I'm saying?
QFF?
Yeah. So Marcus Williams, myself, this dude named Tyrus. Tyrus was like the inventor of like, I feel like slang. Everything he said was like in code, right? Like he'd be like, if you say yes, he'd say shady. And I'm like, it didn't make sense, but it was talking in like terms, right? So when somebody be like, you know, we don't use that no more. Jerv used it one time in there, like, oh, like an action of like, yo, you acting. We don't say it no more. But
look at Jerv's face.
We would say,
you just name dropped me from the chat.
I didn't say anything.
That's wild, say anything. Bro. That's wild.
Now everyone's gonna try and guess what the word was.
Nah,
that's wild. Listen,
so I would basically say, yo, you got cap. Like, you bullshitting. You got cap. You know what I mean? So when cap actually came out, we like, what is that? Like, we've been saying that for a long time, if you've been around. Yeah. But to hear cap now is like, you lying. You capping.
Right, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Big capper. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And that's it. Like, the same thing. It's like, yo, it's not Jerv.
I think the first time I heard it used capper. Was, the first time I heard it used Jeezy, he said, he's called it ball capping, but the way he said it was like stunting or whatever. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, you see somebody ball capping, it's like, oh, he ball capping, he got on the, you know, whatever.
No, we used to say though, high signing.
Mm.
It's a lot of shit. Like,
what does that mean? Hold on, what does that mean?
Showing out, like trying to floss,
but tell me, like, what
it's
the,
another
what,
word. What? It's a, high signing is
but why high
like,
sign? Like, what?
Because you're getting you know the saying? Attention. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, mm. You're not, you go like, ah.
Yeah. But it's like everybody look at me and you stunning on your homies.
Right.
High signing is on some that's shit, right. Like some gang shit. Like, yo, you be like, oh, this nigga over here high signing.
Oh, high like, sign. Oh, okay.
That's what I'm trying to figure out. Like, why?
Remember,
why high
sign? Okay. Remember Yasiim in society and he said, look at Kane over there trying to be a Mac Daddy over there high signing and shit.
I got you. I got you.
Yeah. It's like you trying to upshine your homies while you like,
high sign. Okay. I got you.
I see.
Yeah, we used to say cap when I was younger, but it meant exactly what it means now. Like, you're lying. Like, you're frauding.
I never used that shit, man.
Philly grand, yeah, baby.
I actually thought it was a Philly. I thought it was a Philly term, to be real with you, yeah. When everybody said it. Yeah.
Who's claiming it now? Who's claiming
the A.
That?
The A.
Okay.
Yeah.
The A got most of the slang, though. I ain't going to lie. And slang don't really exist because it's regional. Like, the internet killed regions.
Yeah, it's definitely
right. Because you could be from now, you could be a creative player. Like, if I want to be from Chicago, I just go look at videos and be you versus my imagination. If Amin come visit me when I'm in high school, and I'm like, yo, this my cousin Amin. He from New York, blah, blah, blah. The only thing niggas gonna corny say is, yo, God, yo, what's up? We ain't gonna know nothing that he actually saying until like we spend some time with him, and then we gonna buy this whole shit.
With an Abrex jacket and like like a yellow do-rag.
And the same way, y'all, if I came here and visit y'all in New York, y'all gonna be teasing me. Like,
we thought this nigga was gonna be wearing khakis. With
look at him. Look at that Buster. Look at that Buster.
Mark-ass nigga.
So, you know, it's just like that. But with the internet, you know, you can say whatever you want to say and there's no consequences. And that's why I think it get corny sometimes. Because, you know.
Yo, going off of what Mario was talking about, this guy at work, what's the most? Yes, I mean, like, we're gonna have fun with this. What's the most positive?
Yeah, absolutely, bro.
Like, Sean, I put a couple of things in the chat right there. Whenever we stall out, we could throw a couple of these in there.
Okay, bet. Yeah, I got you. I got you.
I heard another one last week. So like, I'm sitting in the office, right? Like, I'm doing a little paperwork, whatever. Before I, you know. And I hear one of the homies, he's like walking in the office. So I hear him say, man, I told you it was tight. And I was like,
hey, yo.
I said, yo, bro. So I got up from my desk. I said, yo, bro. I said, let me ask you real quick. I said, yo, what, why you just said that? And he was like, what you talking about? And I said, bro, who you was just talking to, first of all? And he was like, I was talking to, you know what? I said, why you just told him, you know, you told him it was tight. What you was talking? He's like, oh, no, I was talking about the harness, bro. I had to put him up in it. I said, oh, all right, cool. Just yeah, make
God,
that be known next time.
God bless like, you investigating.
It sounded like you had, because I care about him. Like, he's cool. He's a cool dude. I was just like, yo, what's going on? Because you said that kind of loud. Like, you just had to prove him wrong or prove yourself right about something. I'm just trying to make sure, like, what's going on here? And he told me, so I was like, all right, cool. Like,
you know. It's all from a place of love, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, absolutely. They know when I'm around, they got to be like, all right, hold on. But that's all I want. All I want is the effect of, like, all right, cool. Let's be a little. Let's watch our mouth. You know what I'm saying? That's all.
Watch your tone. Yeah.
That's all. That's all. That's all. Be careful.
Oh man, I set myself up for this one, bro. I got two though, because for what I was listening to the Kiss, and you know, I don't. Mari can back me up on this one, bro. Like, you know how Kiss be on the shit like, yeah, go ahead, daddy. Like he'll say some shit like. Yeah. So yeah. I was like, what's good, daddy? Man. To the homie.
Oh, nah.
The homie was like, yo, what?
Yeah.
I was like, nah, Jadakiss.
If he ain't from Yonkers, he ain't gonna know.
I was like, yo, the Jadakiss.
If it ain't Kiss.
Like, I was playing. I was playing because I tried to say it like Kiss. Nigga was like, nah, bro, I might have to see you tomorrow. He didn't even hang out. Yeah. Like, he thought it was like that. And then
I'll have to see tomorrow.
he was off. He was just uncomfortable. Then the next time, I'm in the locker room, bro. We changing. And I was talking about practice. And this is before I even knew what pause was, bro.
Oh,
in college. So I'm like, yo, yeah, man, I closed out. The nigga shot that shit in my mouth. Nigga said, hey, yo.
Yeah, that's a good one.
And nigga said, yo.
Yo, listen.
Nigga said, yo.
Oh, wow.
Yo. You my son? But that's crazy. I was like, yo, I quit, bro. I can't. You guys play too much. I didn't understand it. I understand it at all. It was crazy though to say somebody shot it in the mouth. Like, yeah, that was wild. It was extreme. Like, I should be paying a fine for a year for that one.
Trey, was that better or worse than that first clip that Sean's about to play right now?
From sweeping the two-time defending champion Lakers.
You're seeing in the Laker defense that allows you to have so much success from the three-point line.
Well, all series long, we've been able to penetrate their bigs, get deep, suck the D in, and then we got spot-up shooters. You got three of the most prolific three-point shooters in the history of the game out there.
How important is it for you guys to wrap this thing up here at home today?
Very important. That's why we came out determined, focused, executing our game plan.
That's got to be the craziest clip on.
Listen, oh Jet, God. No, it was never crazier than that. Jet, listen, you my man.
Oh,
that
man.
Listen, bro.
Yeah, y'all ain't gonna lie. I would have lost that game against this team too. If y'all came out doing that, son, y'all got it.
Hey, that said Seattle back, bro. That made Portland better than Seattle
Oh, man. See, and Rayford Austin, Rayford, shout out to Skip. Skip was just talking about. He was like, basketball is just mad pause, just period. Like, every time you hear somebody talking about it, they always say something along those lines right there. Like, every time. Like, you can't say nothing else. You can't say, like, nah, we just try to go out there and execute the game. You had to say that? Like, come on.
He wasn't even trolling. He was dead ass. That's the crazy thing about it.
He didn't flinch, bro. He went straight through. Didn't skip a beat.
You saw the lead. They was up. To what, 63-40, like 49 or 39.
Oh
yeah, like,
my god.
Son, yeah, if that's y'all game plan, y'all got it, bro.
Yo, Jerv, what you got, man?
So mine wasn't at the workplace. Because, you know, it's sports. Everybody always say something crazy. And you kind of just, as wild as this is going to sound, you just get used to hearing that shit and go in one ear out the other because motherfuckers is crazy. But, like, when I was probably in, like, high school, we were playing Madden. We had, like, one of these, like, little Madden tournaments, whatever the case. I mean, I was busting my
Whoa!
I was winning a lot of games.
Oh, like there we go.
I was winning a lot of games, and I would happen to be playing this one individual a lot, and I won a lot of games against this one individual. So, you know, the shit talking happens, and, you know, sometimes the shit talking go a little too far, and motherfuckers get heated. So it was the point we was going to rumble, and he meant to say, let's go out in the hallway and let's fight. But he kind of messed up and said, let's go out in the hallway. And he just used another word that started with the letter F. And that just, I was just like, no, I'm good, bro. You got it, yo. Like, it ain't even that serious.
The winner
by default.
I don't care how many points I'm up. You got it, bro.
Now you got it, bro. I'm not about to go rumble you either. Like, I'm good. Like,
I was on Reddit the other day and they were talking about in other countries. Like, one of the problems when they learn English is in other countries, the word fuck means fuck. That's all it means. And for us in English, obviously, fuck can be a million different things. Like, I fucking hate this guy. Like, let's fuck shit up. Like, I fucks with you. And so the dude was talking about his neighbor, who's German, he's American, and they're learning, he uses his neighbor practice German and vice versa. And he said, oh man, like, he's like, yo, I fuck with you. And his neighbor got all uncomfortable, like, yo, what do you mean? Like, you have dreams about me? Like, no, no. Like, I fuck with you. Like, that means like you're cool peoples. All right. So then later on, he's like, he's there with his girl and the neighbor is there. And the neighbor was like, oh yes, that's why I fuck you all the time. They were trying to use it, like just fuck
right.
The girl was like, what's happening on
this shit? Oh, hold on, my boy.
Yeah, he's trying to use the slang too quick.
Yeah, you can't you gotta be, that's why you gotta be careful. That's he, and that's what I'm saying. You just gotta be careful, man. You gotta be cautious. Y'all watch your mouth.
Yo, speaking of cautious, I always love when someone catches their own mess up. Sean, go ahead and play that second clip.
What do you think? Zach Randolph, Dan Dickow, Fred Jones for Steve Francis and Channing Frye.
It's a good night in New York City. It's a good night.
So you like Zach Randolph?
I like the trade. I like Zach. I like Fred, like Dick, you know, the pick. But like Fred, like Dick, you know, the pick with Wilson, and then my man that they got at the end of the year, which a lot of people slept on.
He helped him out.
The fact that Gus was trying to help him out, bro.
Man, listen, Spike just kept going. Like, that's insane, bro.
It really goes back to the whole nickname thing, man. Like, or the whole slang thing. Yo, you could just say, I like Dan Dickow. You ain't gotta be like, oh, I'm so cool, I know.
Yeah, why you ain't? Yeah, why you made it say I like Dan? Nah, I like Dan. Dan is good money. You like, all right. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
I got a quick one, real quick.
Oh yeah, what's up, Sean?
This is way back to high school. And long story short, we were on offense. We weren't doing what the fuck we were supposed to be doing. We weren't showing enough heart. We had fucked up a play, and we had this wild ass coach. And he came in the huddle and he essentially said, y'all need to get a pair of balls. But he pulled his balls out like the bottom of his shorts.
Nah.
Yo. Yo. Nah, all right. Yo. All right. And yo, people was like, yo, walked off, unbuckled their shit. And it didn't get out to like the next year and he got fired for it. But yeah, that's a real story.
So where he serving his prison time at right now? I'm sure he got into something. Yes, wow, after that.
Like, yeah, nah, he shook that off. He went and coached somewhere else, but yeah, he flat out pulled it out. Folks was like, yay, pause, my G. Whoa.
It's that's not even a pause moment. That's like, not, that's like a, that's just like an offense. Like that's like
I mean, he went through the pause. It's high school? You said high school?
This is high school, yeah.
So this is like basically like technically like child endangerment right there.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, this is, you know, it's different. This was like early 2000s, so this shit was
different.
Yeah,
it was a
different
time.
Era.
Yeah, different wild, era. Bro.
I bet you, I would say 95% of the folks on the squad didn't even mention that shit again to their family or none of that. Like, it was just like, this coach is intense, so it's whatever.
Yeah. It's like, it's the, hey, how was Sean? How was practice today? Oh, coach was intense.
Yeah, coach was crazy today. That's it. That's about it. Real shit.
You know, bro, pulled his balls out, right?
Pulled his balls out. No, that shit was wild.
Listen, bro. I put my balls on your drum set.
Crazy shit.
Mari know that reference, rap. Just that brother singing that nigga's out of pocket. The nigga dragged his balls on the nigga drum set, yo, man. First of all, I'm mad that this fight even about to happen, first of all. Just a segue, fam, but...
Yeah,
this nigga already wearing a hat, and you know his roof gone. First, we already knew, you know, Champ, as 50 Cent calls him, to never have hair. But he got the quarantine workout grind hairstyle right now, and he's hiding it under a dad hat. Now, they did the like nose to nose. What is it? Tell of the tape between.
Face off.
That's a face off. Between one of the Paul brothers and Floyd Mayweather.
Not even the one that's going to fight, right?
I don't even know if that's right
his
one.
His bro.
Okay,
it's
so it was his brother, yeah. Right? And they face off, and they do the little corny stare down stuff. Shout out to that. Please show it.
Yeah, yeah, I'll run it right now.
Let's do it.
Let's make it happen.
Let's make it happen.
Yes, sir.
Get the paperwork for this bum.
Get Al Hammond.
Absolutely. Yeah, I don't need Al Hammond.
Let me call Al Hammond.
I'm my own boss.
One night. Got your hat.
So
and then the motherfucker put out a "Got Your Hat" fucking hat line.
So that was a typical white boy thing, because that's like your homies playing around and doing some wild shit to you anyway. But the fact that was Floyd embarrassed or disrespected? Because he yelled out, "Don't disrespect me," but I think he was more so embarrassed that his roof was gone and shown.
Now listen, no. I got another clip before y'all comment. I got another clip that shows like how mad he was, and I'll play one after y'all comment. But yeah, it's probably a little bit of both. Go ahead, Jerv.
Hey Trey, let me be in a heated discussion with you.
Okay.
Snatch your motherfucking hat. You don't care if you got a cut or if you woofing or if you bald or whatever. Snatch my hat, it's a problem, dog. That's super disrespectful.
You trying to tell me
if we're in a heated, you and I are in a heated discussion, right? And I snatch your hat. We're not playing around. Like, this ain't, oh, we're talking shit. Like, we're apparently going back and forth. Y'all just don't like Floyd. It's cool. I get it. Oh. But all right. Let somebody snatch your head. I promise.
That had nothing to do with Floyd. I'm just saying the situation. I think it was more so. A nigga could take my hat. Listen, that's the fact. Listen, you gonna play. People play around all the time and do stupid shit, right? But the fact that he wasn't ready for that. Like, he even paused. He got caught off so in guard.
This wasn't in the script.
That definitely wasn't in the script.
So when he took the shit off, he like, yo, he didn't go. The first thing he did was like, let me get it back to secure the bag, because the roof was exposed. You gotta understand, Jerv.
That's why you can't be out here fighting white niggas.
Jerv, you do that to any nigga. You do that to any nigga that roof gone.
Yeah.
I think the grabbing of the hat is the I understand what you're saying. I just feel like the grabbing of the hat is the part that makes you mad.
No.
The roof going is just icing on the cake.
No. Jerv, you gotta see what Jerv doesn't understand is that, because Jerv, you, me, Trey, we're all kind of fairly tall people.
So a lot of people can't.
So like someone could snatch my hat and can't see shit. Like,
you're gonna be all right.
You'll be all right. That motherfucker is tiny, man.
Like bro, you see the whole shit. You think about LeBron. Think about LeBron. If you stand up next to LeBron, that's why he ain't cut his shit, because you never know. You standing up to him. I've walked past this dude, you couldn't see nothing. It looked normal. When this nigga shooting a free throw on national TV, nigga, that shit like the basin.
That shit just
looked like Wi-Fi signal. Like,
I think it go back to what Jerv said. Like, I don't care if you just got your shit cut, if you got braid. I don't care what it is, because this is the thing, right? Getting your hat snatched, it ain't about what's under there. It's about you reached out, first of all. You got your hands this close to me. You grabbed my hat. You ain't smacked me, punched me, nothing. You grabbed my hat, man. Like, if a smack is disrespectful, grabbing my hat, just like, I got your hat, and then just bump, like, come on, dog. Like, that's I'm not having none of that shit. Like,
yeah, that was a straight little nigga move. Like, get out of here, little
nigga. Yeah, no, absolutely. It's, dog, that's what you do, like, to look like. Beat it, sport, like beat it's it, like, you know, like
yeah,
what?
Some disrespectful, like just knock the brim up. Like, if you just knock the brim up or something like that, this was wild.
That's the perfect example.
Yeah,
that's perfect. If you have your hat on and somebody that's your size is arguing with you and plucks your, like the brim of your hat, you're going to be hot.
Yeah, you hot. Are
absolutely.
Yeah, like, no,
I'm gonna say this. I'll say that's more disrespectful than taking my hat off.
Ooh, okay.
We'll see. Nah, here's the thing, though.
I'll agree with you on that. That is actually more disrespectful.
I agree with that, but here's the thing, though. That's why you see Floyd was like surprised, because he like, damn, he didn't even smack the head. He took it. Like, you can't.
Because
we don't play those type of games.
Exactly. It's decided.
He would have smacked the head. Yeah.
It's not in the black playbook, right?
Like, that's what I'm saying. That's why you gotta be careful, because it's like, damn, now you know next time you around somebody, like, oh, this is just how they play. That's how they do with their homeboys. They took their hat and threw it in the pool somewhere or something. That's they.
What is that? You know what is that? Got your hat. If I were Floyd, I think I would have like regrouped and just been like, yeah.
It's like a little. It's like a little kid.
Yeah, I like got your hat. That's real, man. It reminded me. You know what? Remind me of when. Remember when Kanye was on Punk?
Yeah.
He was running with, his own. With the camera. What did he steal? Like the camera? I got your camera. I got your camera. I'm like, yo, you childish little motherfucker. Like, I couldn't be mad at someone like that.
I think, you know, in hindsight, obviously you can't tell somebody how to react in the moment, but I think in hindsight that clip would have worked better for Floyd had he not chased him. I think if Floyd would have stood there and pointed like this, all right.
I would have said some shit like, yo, I know you're
like this fucking bozo. Yeah.
No,
like,
yeah. Your broke ass need me to clothe you and your brother because y'all are fucking broke. You came to me.
I would have told, said some slick shit. Like, yeah, go get that shit autographed or something. It's worth some money. Take it. Like, it's whatever. Yeah. In the moment, you can't tell them.
Send him a case of hats. Send him a case of hats to a crib.
Yeah. Sending a nigga a case of hats is crazy.
What's like,
it's like when bump on your face, nigga. That's what you
when Charlamagne. Remember when Charlamagne was shitting on Drake and Drake dropped the album and the first thing he did was send
him some bottles,
a case of bottles. Like that's the like. What are you gonna do? What do you do to that? Yep.
But I think that confirms our argument that you just can't control yourself. You feel so disrespected that he took his hat off. He just lost his mind. Look, I hadn't seen this angle. Look at this angle of Floyd after kind of he doesn't get his hat back and he's kind of running around trying to figure out what to do with himself.
I'm gonna fuck this nigga to play with. I don't play no motherfucking games. I'll fuck you on my fucking.
Champ.
Play no motherfucking games.
Okay, let's go. Watch out, guys.
Yo, did 50 weigh in on this? Let me just check.
Yeah,
Of course he did.
You know he did. He said, what's going on with your head, champ? I'm telling you, fam. I'm listening.
Back to a conversation that I had with Jerv on Rap Names Podcast a while back. We was talking about how, like, your lineup is like the sneakers to your haircut. I don't care what's going on with your hair. If Floyd would have had a good lineup, nobody would even be talking about his hair because the lineup is good. It's going to mask everything else. But
I don't know about that. Because he's got some Kevin Durant.
That's coming from a person who has a hairline. Let the people that have seen the wear and tear be the ones to comment on that one, good brother.
That's fair.
Mari, what's going on? You got a Kevin Durant kind of coverage issue going on where his hair is grown. His hairline isn't receding, but like it's some spotty. Doc Rivers. It's real spotty.
The hairline can be real crispy, but the sunroof missing? No, sir.
That's fair.
He look. You know what he looks like? He looks like he could have played Franklin's daddy on Snowfall. Like it's not like the cul-de-sac, like my man Alton, but like same shit, like that kind of.
He gonna listen to him. Just to say, he gonna be Calvin forever to me. He's always gonna be Calvin, no matter what role. Always.
How about this nigga been looking Calvin age for like, like he looked old 15 years ago, and now he's the same. He looks like he's the same age.
Yeah, same age.
He grew into old man age, right? Like
that's crazy.
He looked like an old man 15 years
ago. I mean, that's like Samuel Jackson to me, because like Samuel Jackson and coming to America looked like he was 109 years old. Yeah. Like right now, he looked like he's 60. Like he's going right in the.
It's evening out. Yeah, it's definitely evening out. By the way, this was the caption on 50's post. Man. What the fuck going on, champ? On champ, I heard he has pubic hairs put on his face. The beard also is kind of fucked up, too.
It's just uncharacteristic Floyd shit. Yeah. You feel me? Like, niggas not used Floyd, to getting like that.
Why would he come out like that? He knew what was going to happen. Why would you even come out?
Well, no, this is my thing. If you look at his beard, it looks like he might have just been going for, like, that's the type
hey, look, I've been quarantining. I'm also locked in and training. And, you know,
something tell me this nigga don't quarantine, man.
Not for sure. 100%.
No chance. He's like observing social distancing.
I mean, it's a nigga that don't drink, though. So,
again,
I give him his discipline.
He brings the quarantine to him.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't Floyd quarantine?
Look at that nigga, man. He's like a monkey, bro.
He do like playing at the apes type boy.
I'm glad to say February, man.
Last topic here. Do y'all want to talk about Cole playing in the Basketball Africa League?
You got an insight on it.
I want to say this real quick. Just even hearing the news about Cole, you know, playing in the league, reminded me of like that 08, 09-ish era on Dat Piff when everybody was getting photoshopped on like the cover of like Live and 2K. You know what I'm saying? All of that. Like, this is holy shit. This shit came full circle now. My boy out here. Like, Shout out to Cole, man. That's one of my favorites, man. Shout out to Cole.
Is this going to be televised? Are we going to be able to, like, catch Cole checking in?
ESPN News. ESPN News on Sunday. First game's going to be on.
Okay,
Yeah, man. Look, he's been – I've known about this for a while. I was sworn to secrecy. I thought I was going to break the news, and they're like, oh, where'd you want to break that? Like, thanks, guys. No, man, like, he's been training. He's been training, like, damn near 2 years. So 3 years ago, he broke his foot on tour and, like, kept touring on it, and which is just dumb. But when he came back, he, like, started rehabbing. And he rehabbed with one of the athletic trainers for an NBA team. I'm not going to name which one. I don't know. I don't want to get in trouble or whatever. But, like, there's a trainer for an NBA team, literally, like, athletic trainer, who was helping this dude with his rehab. He get back to, like, full strength, whatever. When that ended, he was like, well, I don't want to stop. So he got with a skills trainer for NBA guys. Not the dude that sets up pickup runs. Like a guy who's actually good at this. And he's been working with him for like a year and a half, 2 years maybe. Just steady working on his skills. And, you know, for him, it's like, you know, the whole Master P thing, whatever, like that's not really his vibe. His thing is just about goal setting and trying to achieve those goals and keep motivated. And so he always wanted to play ball. He was a decent high school player. He didn't play D1. I see people saying that shit online. No, he wasn't on St. John. He just went to St. John's as a regular ass student. Got good grades, and graduated on time. That's all you did at St. John's. But you play pickup hoops or whatever. And obviously you got money now and you got time, particularly during the pandemic where no tours, no nothing, right? So what do? You get with a professional and he starts putting you through drills and stuff that the pros go through. And is he pro caliber in terms of NBA? No. Is he pro caliber G League? Maybe low level. Is he pro caliber for the basketball athlete? Dude, I'm telling you, because, like, here's the thing. It's like a lot of people don't recognize this. Like, first of all, he's big. He's not like a little dude. He's like 6'4".
He's like 6'4", right?
Yeah, and he's like in good shape.
Some dogs, though. Some dogs down
no,
there.
I know. Like I said, like, he's not getting a 10-day. Like, if his name was Amin Cole, he's not going to get a 10-day. I'm pretty clear. He's not NBA caliber. But if you're telling me we're going to go watch Sioux Falls versus Austin, he can hold his own. Like, he's not going to look out of place. This is how I put it. Like, there are a lot of players like that. Guys who have played, like, some sort of college basketball somewhere, may have played in, like, Romania or Iran or somewhere. If I set up a pickup game with NBA players, they can play in that game and they wouldn't look out of place. As opposed to, like, me, for instance, if I played, everyone would be like, okay, there's 9 guys who play basketball. What the fuck is he doing over there? It would be very obvious, right? No matter how, like, knowledgeable I am and I don't fuck up or whatever, you could just tell by the way I move out there, I'm not at the caliber of these guys. Whereas there are guys, like I said, who played in, like, Venezuela or whatever. They can be on the court with NBA players, be nowhere near as good as NBA players, nowhere near playing NBA, but, like, not look out of place. I would say Cole is that good. He's good enough to not look out of place playing with other pro players, which means in this Basketball Africa League, he's got a shot to be okay, decent, right?
That means he's really decent, because I watch the Bulls all the time. I see motherfuckers who, like, they out of place all in every position.
Thank you, dog. Listen, I was waiting. Thank you, because I'm a Bulls fan. I'm a Bulls fan, bro. And okay, I'm the whole time when he was talking, I was like, bro, what you mean he not getting a 10-day? Yeah. Have you watched us recently? Like, call him up. I don't
every care what he wants. Every time we talk about people who can't play on the Bulls, I always think back to what you say about Tony Snell.
Oh yeah, when we traded him for Michael Carter Williams. Yeah, it's like trading a picture of a gun for like a musket. Like what are we doing here?
About the same thing.
Rookie of the Year, Michael Carter Williams, bro. Put some respect on his name, yo.
All right. I had some opinions on it. I mean, not too much on that situation. I thought it was a part of a rollout, honestly. I was like, first of all, kudos. I clearly now, nigga, after you said something, but like, kudos to Dreamville in general, just the timing of the shit. You feel me? Got the documentary that came out today. And then, right. You know, this news breaking and this nigga's actually fulfilling whatever bucket list he fucking got. And I knew that, you know, I've seen him around, obviously, hooping and stuff like that and hitting different, you know, open gyms and shit. And a lot of people that I've talked to, they got a chance to watch him hoop, said that he can play. You know what I mean? Like, he can actually play. So, respectfully, you know, I'm interested to see what it is. Obviously, I'm not, you know, at first I was just like, yo, what the fuck? Because he's just my age and trying to do this. But, you know, I'm definitely not on the end of not seeing him succeed.
You wasn't feeling that interlude either, though.
No, I was not. I was not. And like a lot of people thought I would be changing my opinion because of me, is my friend and some of these Dreamville guys follow me. But like I would hope that they respect honesty. And I'm not like, I should be able to not like what I don't like. Honestly, if anything, I know the album, he's good to give us a good album. Did I like that choice of song? Absolutely not. I do think that it's going to be harder shit on there that comes out Thursday night. But the interlude, I wasn't crazy about. But in the placement of how albums work, it's probably going to work with track two, where niggas going to be like,
Cole makes albums. Like, you don't make singles. Like,
but the thing was how everybody reacted. And also, obviously, he has an audience. Oh, right? Well,
yeah.
No, he has an audience. And, you know what I'm saying?
And he does a light version, a PG version of what J Electronica does, right?
Yeah.
Just keeps you holding out so that when you drop any morsel, people lose their mind. Now, J Electronica is just hardcore.
Yeah, product. I think, you know what? I was just about to say that. Like, I was happy to hear Cole rap. Like, when I heard that he was rap, like, dropping something, I was like, oh, I need to hear it as soon as it came out. You know what I'm saying? But I do think that song will be better within the album, just like how Nas Ultra Black, because like when Ultra Black came out, when it first came out, I was like, that's a good example. I was like, I get it, whatever, Nas, but you know, if this is you about to be, but then when I heard that album, I let the album play all the way through, and I was like, I actually love this song, like where it's at on the album, and just I appreciated it more within the album. So I think that this song could be possibly like that. Like, but to Trey's point, you don't have to like it for you to, you know, like to still be a
fan.
Well,
no, that was the thing. Cool. I followed up with the tweet. Cole's concerts made me respect his discography.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because I was on the team of the niggas like, oh yeah, the nigga music put me to sleep. You feel me? And then Amin was like, yo, you should actually go check the nigga out.
Go to a live show, yeah.
And I went to the actual show and I was like, I'm walking around the Suns Arena. I'm like, this Dreamville sweater here. Mm-hmm. Wait, all these niggas here to see this nigga?
I'm going to tell y'all right now, like, Drake has great shows. I've been to Drake shows. They're great. They're fun. He does all the hits. Like, the stadium's packed, whatever. But, like, you go to a Cole show, Cole might be the only artist, at least on the hip-hop side, that I know that you see people crying like Michael Jackson. Like, they cry at his show. Like Drake don't get that kind of reaction.
Because niggas be thinking they going to get their loans paid off by
bro, look.
Sally May ass raps, man.
Bro, it's a couple of my young boys who swear by Cole. Like I love J. Cole. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's one of my favorites. I fuck with pretty much anything he dropped, to be honest. But every time they go out to the festivals and the shows and all that type of shit, they copping merch. Don't give a fuck how much it is. They don't care what, like, they're buying it because they need to have something to. That's just what it is. And from them telling me what's going on at the shows, this is just how everybody's moving. Like, if Cole pointed somebody out in the audience and was like, yo, do this. Like, you remember how Cersei was like, yo, turn around, do this. Power is power. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what it is with Cole, like, to me. Like, he got that
nigga,
type of hold.
That nigga make that runaway girl music, fam.
Runaway.
No, listen, all the women, Sean, you got to think about it. White women, mixed women, women that's about to go get their doctorate, women that been in school for 3 years and need one more year. They will write this nigga a letter and he'll write them back. And he makes it feel like a personal
which is so fire. This is what I don't understand about why people don't like fuck with Cole. He does everything that people want rappers. He raps really well. He makes good albums. He has good singles. He bring the hoes out. All of it. Like, what's the knock? I don't get it.
Nah, here's the thing. It's just the customer review.
Any response from fans.
That's the thing. It's the five-star review.
Right.
It's not even that, man. I mean, maybe it might be a little bit of that, but it's also like, it's the Shea Serranos of the world that like, they just, they like, they said something one time and they got like a reaction. And so now they feel like, oh, if I say this again and again, people will keep fucking with me. Like, it's kind of like
me in the water, though. You feel me?
Yeah, but I mean, I'm just saying, water. You know, like, you know, I don't know.
It's water, though. It's not, you're not shitting on that. Like,
yeah. It's not like something.
Huh?
You called it water? The fuck is it? It's water. You said it's like water.
Bro, don't be doing accents. Hey, Y'all niggas is nasty. Just like Baltimore, bro.
I'm not, bro. You literally just called it water.
Water
is water. It's water.
What is you doing? What is you doing?
Baltimore.
This nigga over here trying to shit on my accent, nigga. Water. Yeah, I drink water.
Real quick before we wrap up, I just want to, because I searched the words Tony Snell and Bariano, and I have the definitive list, and it is awesome. Because it starts on June 27, 2013, which I believe was draft day. Mariano says, Tony Snell going to be good in Tip System. I can't knock that pick.
No, I'll tell you why I said that. He was a defender. Like, this is how he was presented, like a defender. Tibbs gets the best out of these players that don't do a lot of shit well. If they do one thing well, look at the Knicks right now. Like, they're doing good.
Then so, yeah. July 16, 2013, Pippen said he's going to work with Tony Snell. That is good news, Ron Burgundy.
It's good news. It's good news.
December 2013. Happy to be watching Tony Snell tonight. He's coming along good, like I said.
Yep. He was.
Hold on. Watch this. December 21st, 2013. Told y'all about Tony Snell at the draft. So far, so good. The nigga got 6 months in. Yep. Then, like, 4 days later, Nets letting Tony Snell look like Pippen, which, I mean, it's a compliment, but it's also kind of not a compliment. They letting Tony Snell look like Pippen. Then fast forward to 2015. Tony Snell, you fucking idiot. November 18, 2015. Bro, Tony Snell pisses me off. November 20th, 2015. Just fire Tony Snell already. Not release. Fire this nigga, B.
He got the 50 M's, though.
Later that day, Tony Snell shows up to ruin the game and my day.
Yeah.
November 21st. Side note, Tony Snell is garbage.
Mm-hmm.
Later that day, I'm busy trying to snuff Tony Snell for playing like he bet against us or something. Then... February 2016, Tony Snell, you fucking dork, SMH.
Mm-hmm.
October 2016, I don't know why Tony Snell was in the game, or still on the team, but hey. October 15, 2016, MCW can't shoot, but Tony Snell is Tony Snell in, yeah.
Yeah.
And then the final Tony Snell tweet. Somebody tweeted, about a Solomon Hill box score, and said, it's hard to be this unproductive. And here come Mari from the top rope. Tony Snell would like a word with you.
He would. He got in the game and was in there for like 28 minutes and didn't get one stat. Like not even a foul.
That was with the Bucks.
Zeros across the board.
Yeah.
The descent of Mari from like, yo, I'm happy with Tony Snell.
That's crazy, bro.
It really can be traced back to like Tibbs, because like I was more so giving him credit, like, all right, we got a dude that can defend, play deep. I bet, let's get it. And Son was looking all right. You saw he was looking all right.
I don't think it's no worse than me having Tibbs
credit, bro.
Nothing's worse than my Felicio cosign.
Oh man.
I got quoted by NBC Ooh. Bulls by that.
No,
niggas ain't gonna never forgive me for that.
That boy is stealing in broad daylight.
Man,
is he still in the league?
Yeah, he's still on the team.
He's still the Bulls.
Yeah. What they gonna do? They can't trade him. They can't do nothing.
That nigga got naked pictures of Pax or somebody, bro.
Yeah, that's
this has been a cool episode, dog.
Absolutely, man.
I'm excited, yo. Well, last thing, real quick. I know we're right at the hour mark, but I'm gonna just say this real quick. You know, Waz, our brother Waz, we talked about how he going to the ringer.
Yes,
I believe he has started. We're real happy and proud for Waz, obviously. You know,
fuck Waz.
Beginnings where you at right now. Fuck Waz always. But one of the like, you know, with a gift comes a curse. So he's at the ringer. He will continue to do Woke Bros. You can still catch that right here on the Bomb Network every Thursday, him and Nando. But unfortunately, our brother Waz is excommunicated from the OG show.
Yeah, man.
Kick him out the chat.
It's over.
Son of a bitch out of here.
Trey posted the Nino Brown.
Second time I had to shoot my man, bro. Yeah, man. Hopefully we can reunite in the past.
Brother's keeper.
But he's still on Woke Bros, so peep that.
Still on Woke Bros.
Yeah, shout out to Watt. Not only is he still on Woke Bros, he's still out here getting mistaken for Virgil Abloh as well. So
definitely looks like Virgil.
Shout out to Waz. He posted that. He said basically someone asked him, wait, are you sure you're not him? Like, yeah. He was confused. Like,
he actually sure liked that, though. Him? That's the funny shit about it. He enjoyed that. Yeah.
Backpack Waz.
We just start shitting on Waz every episode now, every Tuesday.
Yeah, we got to. One thing to happen. Where he can't. Hashtag, no, we got to. I just want our Twitter to hashtag fuck Waz.
Yeah, there you go. That's a good send off.
Hashtag fuck Waz is crazy.
#fuckwaz.
That's gonna do it for
us.
If you really want to be disrespectful, put Waz knee. Put the whole name.
Yo, that's a funny fucking trending topic to wake up to if our fucking listeners is hashtag fuck Waz.
Let's get it. Because
you know you're gonna have a hangover. You're gonna wake up with a hangover. Like, what I do?
What I do?
That's gonna do it for us. Shout out to Black Trey, to Big Jerv, to Mari, to Light Sean, man.
Yes, sir.
A new picture on the one and twos. As always, patreon.com/countthedings. That's where you catch the overflow episodes from us. That's where you'll catch the special edition Cinephobes. We're in the month of May right now in Cinephobe. We got a special edition one coming later in the month. So hold on to that. But check out all the special edition Cinephobe episodes on the Patreon. And also our live shows. We're doing live shows every other Wednesday. We had a Cinco de Mayo one last week. Next week, next Wednesday, we'll do one. So definitely everybody stay tuned. Lock in that Patreon membership. Patreon.com/countthedings. Don't be left out here. All right. And I am yours truly, Amino Hassan, saying, fuck you, stay black. Black opinions matter, motherfucker.